mothership on Solid Rock Radio begins now. Hear the best in new music, artist interviews, stories from the road, and more. You are now backstage, and here's your host, Mothership.
I pray you're all well. Thank you for joining me this week. My guest today is a very close family friend, TJ Harris of Decipher Down and TJ Harris Music. I hope you enjoy the call.
TJ Harris, how are you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. We talked a few weeks ago. We thought we were going to come to a concert, but got rained out, right?
Had a good time anyway, though.
Yeah, we did. We need to all catch up and find out what in the world's going on with the status of Decipher Down.
Decipher Down. Well, in the current state of craziness in our country and in the world, we are just kind of chilling. There's some things that we can do, and I guess just trying to find the right time to work around everybody's schedule. During 10-year anniversary tour, we recorded every night in hopes to be able to put together a live album. Mm-hmm. I've spent time working on that, singing and getting all that together, and a lot of it has come together well. Don't have a date yet, but we will be putting out at least a few of those songs, if not the whole album. I don't know. I mean, there's a couple of different ways we could do this. I mean, we did other songs in the Crash album. They could be mm-hmm. a 15-song live kind of concert experience, but in a way of being a compilation and not being, mm-hmm. Just a straight through concert.
So what's on my mind is shut up and take my money. I want them all.
Yeah, I know. I did let you hear, and it's okay to say that too. I did let you fading. And it sounds so good. And it was so funny. We're trying to get it to connect in your car so we could listen to it. The Bluetooth wouldn't connect. These dumb new phones, they don't have headphone jacks in. And so, we were totally unprepared, and we were both, wanting to hear it, and I hadn't heard it in a while either. And then we're both sitting there bobbing our heads listening to these little bitty speakers on the cell phone. Doing all we can do.
Well, I can't imagine what it's going to be like on big speakers, because that was amazing. I just love the energy of those live concerts.
Oh, I do too. It really sounds good, and I'm actually really proud of it.
Well, you should be.
And, a cool aspect would be, too, is if we do that, especially all the songs we did that night. I mean, there are some End of Grey songs in there, including a medley and Fight Like This, some other stuff that, people have always gotten comments. People wanted to hear a recording of me doing those. So this live version mm-hmm. would probably be the way to accomplish that, I guess.
Sounds like a deluxe VIP boxed set to me.
Boom!
And the t-shirt with it.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
You've got a lot more going on, too. Is there anything else you can tell us about you've got some new music coming up?
Decipher Down stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about Decipher Down still.
Did I let you hear that, too?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so there is some Decipher Down music. One song in particular that is closing in on being finished. And it's, oh, my gosh, it's so heavy.
It has you screaming at the end.
Yeah.
That is so un-TJ Harris.
Yes, along the lines of the song Nothing More on the latest album. It's pretty gnarly. I mean, I would like to release it sooner than later. We're trying to just kind of navigate these kind of weird waters right now. I know a lot of people are starting to put out new music. I would love to be able to tour new music. But, I mean, it's not about me as far as just exactly how I want to do it, because I know there's people that want to hear new music. And so I would like to just be able to put it out regardless of whether we tour. We just got to figure all that out. But definitely sooner than later.
Okay. Well, you've also done some acoustic stuff with Dee Dee. You did that little CD that was really, really good. Anything like that, maybe? Are you out of those?
We run them and we ran out of them. It would be cool to have those again. And I would say sell them at the table, if we get to play some shows, and even have them on our side, I think would be cool. That was a great experience, because it got to show a different side of us. Because it wasn't just me doing an acoustic show, Decipher Down doing an acoustic EP. And
well, of course, your guitars are always very rich sounding, but I enjoyed hearing the music and the lyrics even better because of it being acoustic.
Yeah, oh, yeah, totally.
Well, that's not the only thing you do acoustically. So tell us a little bit about the TJ Harris acoustic tours and what the difference between that and what you're doing right now, your new project.
Oh, the TJ Harris acoustic tours, yeah, the Unplugged. It was a compilation of everything that I've done over the last 15 years that I've been touring and recording music, from Fighting Instinct to Decipher Down to a few songs that I'd started to write and written for my wife, even songs originally been written for Decipher Down but got shelved, like a song that I'll tell you about here in a minute. Just my musical history and musical career. Try to pick songs that I think people would want to hear, but are also my favorites. So when I do an acoustic unplugged set, it's really me doing songs that just that speak to me. And what I'm doing now is country music. I'm still doing the TJ Harris Unplugged show. I actually have got one in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Just booked it today for December 13th, Fayetteville, North Carolina. But it's not the typical nighttime full concert thing. It's more Sunday morning. I'm going to do a 30-minute concert. It'll actually include some stuff that I would normally do as my TJ Harris Unplugged set, and also probably a few of my country songs. I want to speak for a few minutes and then do a worship set for Sunday morning service. Really cool church, Freedom Biker Church down in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Some of the sweetest people I've ever met. Just awesome people. There's that. I've released two songs that are country songs so far, plus a Christmas song in between. But Living It Up was the first song I released. It's like 7.5 minutes long. It's a kind of a musician's song, a lot of slide guitar lead work and just kind of nasty southern rock sounding, a little swampy. But that's kind of how I like it. Mm-hmm. Kind of country, which I released right before this stupid pandemic hit, which was one of those things where it's like, okay, hey, we're going to release a song. All right, well, we're doing it independently. There's not a whole lot of money. We set everything up into place, and then everything came to a halt. Everything got locked down. But we were like, oh, well, the wheels are already turning. And you saw a lot of artists pull back the reins. They were getting ready to release me. No, we're going to wait because we won't be able to tour this. But we had to just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, it was too late. It was like you couldn't stop that horse.
Yeah. It kind of hurt a little bit. Not that I should ever put my eggs in one basket, so to speak, as far as a song goes. But we were all just like, oh, man, this song, this is going to be good. This will turn some heads, you know, kind of thing. And then the pandemic hit and we all got locked down. I've played a total of, I think, 8 shows this year.
Wow.
Yeah. And none of those Decipher Down. That's 2 full band country shows at the Wild Horse in Nashville, a handful of TJ Unplugged shows, some North Carolina churches, a few winery gigs that I played at Childress Vineyards here in North Carolina as well. And that's kind of been it. It's been kind of weird. I want to play.
Yeah. So. I think everybody's chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
Channel that energy into something else or they'll go nuts, right?
yeah, for sure. And I mean, I got new music that I'm going to release. Got a new song. Well, it's not entirely a new song, but I haven't released it because I've always kind of been waiting for the right time to do it. And people have heard the song because I've always played the song. It's always been a song that spoke to me, and I thought it always had a good message behind it. It's called Walk Love. Mm-hmm. So I've recorded and fully produced the song, looking at releasing it on the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, that'd be something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Backstage with Mothership returns after this.
Miller Express LLC is a Solid Rock Radio business ministry partner specializing in delivery, setup, and relocation of storage buildings. More info by calling 803-375-94.
Check us out on Facebook at I'm with Mothership.
Here's more of my interview with TJ Harris of Decipher Down.
You've got some good merch, too. Okay, that shirt with the pickup truck on it. My husband wears it just about every day.
I love that.
He loves that shirt.
It's a very comfortable shirt.
Didn't Jerob Bramlett design that?
Yes. Who was? Yes, okay. He did a phenomenal job on that shirt.
That is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, he is an awesome artist. He is just very good, very good. And a lot of the protest t-shirts, I think he does most of them, if not all of them. Does a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Hoping to do the same kind of thing with Walk Love. I'd like to put together a package, maybe. I don't know what they're calling this thing this year, if they're calling it Cyber Weekend and we're not doing Black Friday. I really don't know. I'm kind of confused by the whole thing. But
everybody's just stumbling around, right?
Right, yeah.
Is the album My Kind of Country, or is that just the song?
It's just the single, My Kind of Country.
Okay. And if anybody hadn't heard that, they need to go hear that.
Yeah, go check it out. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, can buy it on iTunes, all that good stuff. There's an unplugged version of that. It's actually full band. It's really cool. It's on Spotify and Apple Music. So yeah, this will be, Walk Love will be my 4th song that I release as a solo artist. It's great. I'm super proud of this song. I've always loved, like I said, I've always loved singing this song and the message behind it. And I just think, you know, at this time with everything going on, the election and just all of the bickering and the backbiting, and I don't want to talk about politics, but I do want to say this: we need to spread the love of Christ. We need to do that now more than ever, with all the negativity pouring out of Washington and pouring out of our TVs and our cell phones on social media. A lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, politicians, they feed off of our emotions, and whether they mean to do it or not, that's how they get their votes. That's how they keep jobs. Mm-hmm. And so we can get really upset. We can get really emotionally invested into things that they say and the things that they say they're going to do or what their opponent's going to do when they're debating and talking junk about each other and all this kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, we get completely bent out of shape and mad at somebody who we think is the opposite of whatever we are. But those two cats, they went out and got a steak dinner together afterwards.
You're right.
You know,
right. We're a product.
Yes. It's just kind of weird that we've gotten to a place to where we can literally hate one another over political views and not be able to have a conversation.
We've lost the art of being able to have discourse and
yes.
talk to each other and actually think that maybe I might learn something from somebody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you don't have to go into a conversation with someone saying, well, they're not going to change my mind. You know, just listen to what they have to say and listen to a different point of view. Nothing else. Understand why somebody feels the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
But we can still love one another. I mean, we're called to love one another.
Well, the meaner people get, the more I try to be kind to people, because people just don't have people being kind to them.
No, they don't. They don't know how to react.
They really don't.
Because they don't experience that every day. And, you know, us as Christians, I mean, I just feel like we should be, you know, demonstrating that more and more to try to kind of balance things with how people act and everything, you know, so.
Yeah, we kind of dropped the ball, but we can pull it out.
We can walk love. We can go about our day and not just completely flip out on people. And it all starts, I think, with really getting up in the morning and just having some time with God and not just reading. I think reading is important, but I think praying and just having a conversation, the purpose-driven life, that book. There was one thing he said, and he was talking about, relationship with God is not just a little bit of time that you spend with him in your prayer closet, but it's thinking on things of God throughout the day, you know, even in the morning, you know, when you wake up, man, thank you, Lord, for another day. You're going down the road and you're just looking at the scenery, checking everything out. You get your check on Friday. Thank you, Lord. Think about your family while you're going down the road on the way to work, being able to provide for them, being able to take care of them, loving them, just being in a godly mindset that's thankful,
mm-hmm.
appreciative, and knowing that the Creator loves you. Our Creator loves us and is taking care of us and is setting forth provisions for us on a daily basis. Just thinking on those things throughout the day, it creates this relationship that is more tangible
mm-hmm.
between us and God, you know, individually. And so to me, with your spouse, your husband or your wife, you love that person tremendously. You're with them, but every day, and you see them, you talk to them, you have conversation with them, you love them, you want to please them, you want to do things that make them happy. And I think the more time we spend with God, the more time that we spend in conversation with Him and just thinking on things of God, the more that relationship becomes tangible and it becomes like that one-on-one relationship, and we just long to make Him happy.
Mm-hmm. It's effortless at that point.
Yeah, effortless, exactly, because it's just a part of life.
Right, amen.
But walk love, that's kind of the whole thing. Yeah, just, you know.
Very nice. Why'd you go towards the country end instead of rock?
Well, I grew up on country music.
Mm-hmm.
And even though anyone that knows me knows I'm a diehard Soundgarden fan, and I love 90s rock, I remember being really young and hearing Hank Jr. and Charlie Daniels. But then there was also Lynyrd Skynyrd and Allman Brothers and all of this stuff. And then when I was a little bit older, working in the body shop with my dad, we always listened to country music. So 90s country was a big part of my childhood. So I kind of went that route because to me, it was kind of getting back to my roots.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also been in rock for so long that it couldn't just come out country.
It
kind of came out. You know, I've even heard people say that, you know, my kind of country sounded like it had a little funk in it and a little mm-hmm. bit of, you know, R&B and this and that and the other. And I listened to it. I was like, well, yeah, I guess I can hear it. You know, it's not anything that I thought about. I wrote the song with Noah Henson from Pillar, plays for Brantley Gilbert. I'm telling you, I recorded it by myself in my home studio, and it just poured out of me, like the way the song was recorded. It was, I didn't have to think about what needs to go here, what needs to go there. I just started doing it, and it just came together, and it just felt right. So there are some elements that some country connoisseurs might would say are missing, instrument speaking, but it just felt right. And so that's just what came out of me, and I released it, you know.
Yeah. To me, it's more of a southern rock sound. It's not pure country.
Yeah.
Backstage with Mothership returns after this. Check us out on Facebook at I'm with Mothership.
Miller Express LLC is a Solid Rock Radio business ministry partner specializing in delivery, setup, and relocation of storage buildings. More info by calling 803-375-94.
Now the burning question everybody wants to know is, when you coming over to the house?
I got an email about a festival going on in Florida. Hopefully, you know, fingers crossed.
Okay.
Decipher Down may pass through.
Sweet.
Be great, wouldn't it?
That would be. God. Definitely. And you can pick me up and take me with you.
I'm telling you, I've gotten a couple of emails here lately. People are wanting DD to do some stuff. So
exciting. I already know what you like to eat, but snacks. Your favorite road snacks. What are they?
Favorite road snacks. This is weird, but I love your banana pudding, by the way.
I know it. Well, yeah. But what do you like besides banana pudding?
I love trail mix with an obnoxious amount of M&Ms in it. I mean, I'll buy trail mix and buy another pack of M&Ms, just plain M&Ms, and pour it into it so that I have extra M&Ms in my trail mix. Anybody who knows me just knows that I love chocolate. I've tried to not eat as many cookies. I've done pretty good, except for the fact that it's fall or winter or whatever we're calling this weird time. I don't know, 70 degrees today, so I don't know what it is. But well, we get fudge stripe cookies because when you're making s'mores and you got little ones, it's easy to take one fudge stripe cookie on the bottom with the chocolate facing, put the marshmallow, the melted marshmallow on it, and then put another fudge stripe cookie, and you've got your whole deal, your s'more.
Oh, okay. And,
but sometimes those fudge stripe cookies never make it to the campfire.
Mm, how did that happen?
They make it in my glass of milk, and I don't know what happens after that.
Some people might not know you've been called the cookie monster.
I have many, many times. And you know, there's been a lot of times there's like midnight cereal parties on the road. We'll just be sitting around eating Fruit Loops and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, whatever we can get a hold of.
And he really likes chocolate chip.
I do. I love chocolate chip cookies. Chunky Chip Boy are my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For the big chunks in there.
Big chocolate chunks. Yeah.
What is Brandon like? I've got to get Brandon on here.
Brandon. He's a big cereal fan. We are all big fans, all of us.
Yeah. So
the last bowl of cereal I seen in his hand was a bowl of Cocoa Krispies. And actually, I didn't see it in his hand. I saw it fly across the RV because I had to slam on the brake. I topped a hill. I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
Standing at the little kitchenette in the RV about to pour some milk. Thank God he didn't have the milk out of the refrigerator yet. I slam on the brakes. I top the hill and traffic is at a dead, like, just standstill. I slam on the brakes and I hear, thum, 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 thum. And it's Brandon being slung to the front with a bowl of cereal on his head. And his feet hitting, he's stomping the whole way, but he can't stop it. me and Marshall are up front and we hear him, you know, do the dad thing and throw our arms out.
Stop short.
And we both stop him from crashing into the TV, which sits at the front of the RV.
That to protect him or to protect the TV?
Both. It was a double positive outcome. But
what happened to the Cocoa Krispies?
You know, we regularly clean the RV, but 6 months later, I did a deep clean on it, and I found Cocoa Krispies in the cracks of the carpet, you know, in the corners. I had a good chuckle just thinking about.
Good times.
Yeah.
I remember a specific time in the RV, that time that y'all broke down up in North Georgia and you were trying to figure out what to do with that thing.
That was the very first breakdown. And
I felt like I was officially part of Decipher Down, sitting in the RV trying to decide what y'all were going to do.
We had no idea what to do. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for our fans, we'd still be sitting on the road somewhere.
How is the vehicle?
It's good. Everything works. Me and the family, we took it down to the beach back in June. I put a new awning on it. You know, we hit a deer the very last Decipher Down show that we played.
I remember that.
2019, November, and a year now, and we hit a deer. Yeah, you know, me, Mr. Autobody, I fixed it and painted it and did everything I needed to do to it, put an awning on it. It's got a new engine, new compressor, new generator. Repaired the AC compressor as well. I don't know. It's had a lot of money spent on it, but it's one of those things people are like, why don't you just sell it? And I was like, well, it's almost new now.
I know. Everything's been replaced. I remember down at Murray Hill Theater when you were trying to tack the roof down. You were just a few hours away from y'all being on stage. You're up there shirtless trying to tar the roof.
Terrible.
Fun time.
Hey, RVs are made for weekend warrior stuff, and they're not made for hard touring. They might have been right. Yeah. Not made for a 3-month tour, for sure.
Tell me about y'all's relationship with Decipher Down and Relentless Flood and Marshall Huffman.
Well, I met Marshall back in like 2012 or 13. There's a picture that always pops up on our socials every year, and we always reshare it and tag each other. It's weird because I had really, really, really short hair and really short beard, and it's just strange seeing the picture. But yeah, we met him and his wife. They were still just dating. Me and my wife had gone up for an acoustic show. Back then I was doing, I did 2 or 3 acoustic shows a year, maybe. That's really before I started doing that. Met them, and we just kind of hit it off and started hanging out. And, he was recording. He always recorded with Jamie King here in Winston-Salem. Relentless Flood did. Mm-hmm. They had already done one album there, and they were doing another. And he asked me if I wanted to be a guest vocalist on there. And so that's how Still I Know happened. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. I'm not really sure how it happened. Yeah,
he infiltrated the ranks.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. He started playing bass for Decipher Down, and then he's playing bass for my country stuff. Well, I do remember one thing. I had made a post. I was looking for musicians to play live country shows. He hit me up, and I was like, he said, "Hey, man," he said, "you still looking for musicians?" I said, "Yeah, you want to play guitar?" He's like, "Actually, I want to play bass." I was like, "Oh, I didn't know you played bass." He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I played bass a lot in church." Christopher decided to come off the road. He started jamming with us, in Decipher Down, too. And then Harrison from Set for the Fall, mm-hmm. same kind of thing. He filled in. I want to say he filled in with Decipher Down first, if I'm remembering this correctly. And then after that, I asked him if he wanted to start jamming some country stuff. So it's really, it's me, Marshall, and Harrison doing Decipher Down and doing solo full band concerts. So it's pretty cool because, I get to play with the same group of guys, 2 different styles of music, and we all do decent at jumping from one style to another. I think it's not anything that's forced either, just because we all love music.
Is Brandon Mills still considered part of Decipher Down?
He's still a part of Decipher Down, and he, kind of like Chris Swank, decided to come off the road, and he's just not touring.
He has a reggae band, The Green Room. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Green Room. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of it. And they've actually been working on this project for a few years and just writing and recording, just kind of refining their sound. And they play locally back in Moorhead City and around that area and do really well. And they're a great group of musicians. It sounds really good.
Well, when it comes to the creative process, is Brandon and Chris Klontz still part of that for Decipher Down?
Yeah, the song that we have, a handful of songs that we actually have. But yeah, they were a big part of that writing process, and they wrote the music together. Me and Chris sat down and wrote the lyrics together at a separate time. Chris has moved to Nashville to pursue writing. I was in Nashville having some other songwriting sessions, and we sat down and wrote a Dee Dee song one day.
Nice. Yeah. Well, y'all work well together, and I love everything that y'all do.
Thank you. And, I've always thought we were a good team. Even with the last album, The Other Side of Darkness, Nothing More and Rearrange.
That was a solid album, man.
Yeah, I love those songs.
How many years had it been between albums?
Scarecrow was released in 2012, so it's probably 4 years.
Wow. Yeah. And you came back strong.
Yeah. It was a lot different than Scarecrow, but it was definitely more Crash and heavier than Crash. It didn't feel like we skipped a beat between Crash and The Other Side of Darkness.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Can we just talk a little bit about social media?
Social media, I saw this meme not too long ago. It said an artist in a band is like your part-time driver, part-time roadie, mm-hmm. and full-time content creator. I might have made this meme. I can't remember. That's the world we live in now. If you're not a content creator, especially during this pandemic,
nobody knows who you are. They forget you quick.
Yeah, exactly. And the struggle for me has been working at least 8 hours a day and actually having content.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real musical content there, which, people on social media, they kind of want to see your everyday stuff anyway, but it's fine sometimes.
Yeah, within reason.
Within reason, yeah, so it's tough trying to find a way, but, we've had to do it before. We went mm-hmm. from selling albums all the time to selling digital copies on iTunes. That's still okay. And then Spotify comes along and kicks us all right in the stomach, and it's like, okay, now what do we do? So we got to find out
how to do that.
And, I'll tell you this. I've had in the last year and a half, or even in the last 3 years, I'm going to say I've experienced more emotions that I never knew I had. The pain and depression from mm-hmm. back pain, from back surgery, the anger and anxiety from mm-hmm. getting too involved in that soap opera on nightly news, and just the emotions that comes with that.
Bottom line, God's got under control.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. I believe that it's all been for a good reason. I've never understood a lot of what people go through mentally in a lot of ways. And I'm 38 years old now. I'm just seeing that, you know, I am starting to experience some of these things. And because I'm getting older or anything else, I feel like these situations, I think God has used a lot of things to show me and to help me to be able, if nothing else, put it into a song one day. But I think to help me understand people and people's emotions and how how different we all are.
How different, but yet how alike we are.
Yeah, and how alike we are at the same time and how much we all need him.
Yeah, and each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to be encouraging each other and helping each other out.
Yeah.
You don't see enough of that.
You don't. You really don't.
Well, I guess our time is up. Thanks again for doing this. Appreciate you and hopefully see you on the road soon. Have a great night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening tonight. Stay tuned for more great music all night long. Don't forget to check out my I'm with Mothership page on Facebook and my blog on solidrockradio.org for links to my guests' social accounts. This show will be replayed at 4 a.m. Eastern Time and will be added to the Solid Rock Radio website, archive, and SoundCloud. I pray you have a wonderful week and remember to be kind to one another.